Welcome to How to Study in Germany, a podcast made for and by international students. Listen for not only inspiration from personal stories of other students and alumni community, but also from advices from experts in the fields of language learning, university application, career orientation, housing, and more. In this episode, we are joined by Bradley Ransom. Bradley studied at Leuven University in Lüneburg, where he pursued a master's in arts and culture management degree. Originally from the USA, he currently serves as relations manager at the Washington Center, where he ensures the success of the organization's mission.
Hi, Julia. So my name is Bradley Ransom. I'm an employer relations manager at the Washington Center, which is an organization that connects college students from the U.S. as well as other countries to employers in the Washington, D.C. area for internships. And my job is basically to manage our relationships with those employers. Currently, actually just finishing my master's in arts and cultural management at Loisana.
And from what I remember correctly, you were completely studying your master's here online, right?
Yes, it was fully online.
So how was this experience?
It gave me a lot of flexibility, actually, because that way I could still work full time. It didn't interrupt my career as far as keeping work going professionally. And the workload wasn't overwhelming to where I couldn't get it done in my spare time. So that worked out really well for me. It was more convenient for me. I wanted to find a master's program that allowed me to both work and study at the same time. And the professional school at Leuven offered that experience. And I had actually applied for the program just before COVID started. So it worked out.
How did you actually first hear about Leuven University and what drew you to pursue a master's degree in art and culture management in Germany?
So I first heard about Leuven when I actually studied abroad in Germany for a semester in 2012 during my undergrad, and I did that study abroad at Leuven. So I kind of always wanted to go back. And so when I was looking for master's programs, I also looked at Leuven to see what they offered. And the program in arts and cultural management seemed like the best structure for the type of work that I was doing, as well as kind of balancing work and study at the same time.
Mm-hmm. So you were actually studying German before, but was your master's degree in German or fully in English?
It was fully in English.
Why did you choose Germany as the country where you want to continue your education?
In undergrad, I was studying German as one of my majors, and I wanted to get better at German. There's only so far you can get in the classroom. So I wanted to be able to immerse myself in German culture and be able to practice it in, you know, just every day, like at the grocery store, ordering food and things like that. So that's why I chose to study in Germany.
So there was no some personal stories behind that, for example, I don't know, because actually here a lot of students from the USA, they say that some of their ancestors, like grandma or grandpa, are from Germany, and sometimes they want to get back to the roots or something like that. But it wasn't really the case for you. It was just like pure fascination about German culture and the will to actually learn the language, right? Am I understanding that correctly?
Yeah. So when I started college, we had to take a test to kind of determine our level in whatever foreign language that we had studied previously, to see where we placed in our classes. And I had studied French in high school, but the professor that was administering that test, at the beginning of my undergrad, was the German professor, and she seemed really fun. And I was like, I want to have her as a professor. So I decided to take German just so that she would be my professor. And she, made it exciting and fun learning German and really talked up going to Germany. So that is kind of what brought me to Germany specifically.
we can be thankful to your fan professor then for encouraging you to continue your education here. Yes. Okay, so back to this question about you coming here once in the past. What was your experience like here? How do you think language learning can enrich one's experience abroad?
I really enjoyed studying in Germany, and it is enriching because you kind of are able to engage in, you know, your local community more when you can speak the language that is spoken there. Though I will say most people switch to English, even though I would start in German. Was fine for me, like, getting by, but also, you know, I wanted to practice and get better at speaking German. But I would say that it definitely enriches the experience because it kind of takes what you're doing to another level, and it really takes, like, especially studying German and wanting to, you know, gain more fluency in it, it helped to be able to, you know, live everyday life in German, if that makes sense.
yes, of course it makes sense. The thing you mentioned that, like, when you speak German, someone suddenly switches to English. Actually, it happens to me too, you know? And one hand, yes. And many international students actually are mentioning the same thing. And I think it's because, because German people just want to be helpful. So on one hand, it's really nice. But on the other hand, you don't really have the chance to practice the, the language skills. So yeah, it's pretty funny. But on the other hand, when I'm in like environment that I say is like, just seems a little bit like odd to me, like when I'm in an institution that I don't really know the right wordings, then I'm so glad when someone just switches to English. It's like such a relief, you know. I don't feel like a scared chick. Yeah. But yeah, let's go to my second question, which is related to my previous one. Back when you were in Germany, did you experience any cultural differences? Did you observe something particularly interesting?
Yeah, there were definitely some cultural differences between the United States and Germany. One of them was probably the prevalence of, or like just how much public transportation is available. And even in smaller towns, you know, you could take a bus or get a cab or something. And in the US, at least where I live, I don't think that there is even a bus in my town. Like, sure, like the school bus will take you to school, but beyond that, there isn't much public transportation in smaller towns, even though, well, my town is probably smaller than Lüneburg, but still, that was a big difference, was, you know, just being able to take public transportation and it being reliable and clean and safe and easy to use. And then probably the, like, level of recycling that happens in Germany with all the different colored bins, whereas we just kind of have one bin that we just toss all the recycling into if recycling is even available. So those were probably the two biggest differences. And then also when at like restaurants and things here in the US, we tip servers like at least, you know, 15% to 20% of whatever your bill is, whereas in Germany that wasn't necessarily the case, and you would have to like ask for your bill rather than the server just bringing you the bill. That was probably another big difference that I noticed when I was there.
Yes, that's true. I mean, it's really interesting that you mentioned those things, because even though I'm not from USA, of course, I'm from Poland, so a country that is very close to Germany, I still find those things interesting, because they differ from what I experienced back in my home country. So what did your study module look like? And what did it consist of?
Yeah, so the study module was totally online, and it was done via Moodle. So we had forums, typically like each module we did like one at a time, and it was broken up into like a 6 to 8 week phases. And there's usually like you would watch a lecture and then read a few articles and then post a forum post of like 500 to 1,000 words and then react to other students' posts. And that would just kind of all accumulate at the end into like a final paper. And then it would be on to the next study module.
Okay. Do you remember any courses? I don't know, seminars, topics that were particularly the most interesting for you?
I really enjoyed the module on participation, or I think it was called Diversity, Participation, and Empowerment, or something like that. I don't remember the specific name of the course, but I did like that particular course since it was very relevant to the work I was doing in my job, because we at my work, we have a really big focus on diversity, equity, and inclusion, and trying to increase that for both our students and the employers that we work with. And so taking that course kind of at the same time that I've been working on that at work, that was really helpful. And then so was a class that we took on change management, because we also went through a structural change at work, and it helped me kind of understand what was happening from, you know, a different perspective.
So overall, you find this course of studies that you almost just finished useful to your current jobs experience?
Yeah, it was really beneficial for that, especially because the organization I work for is a nonprofit, and a lot of arts and cultural organizations are nonprofits, so they kind of have a similar struggles and ways that they work. So it was relevant to the work that I do.
Okay, so maybe let's talk right now about your background as an educator. If I remember correctly, you said that previously, before your current job, you were working as an international educator, right?
Yeah.
Could you tell us something more about that?
Yeah. So it's actually a relevant question to what I do now as well. So at the end of the students who participate in our programs, at the end of their internship, they have to complete a final evaluation, which kind of rates their like skill levels and different professional competencies. And so we get feedback from each semester's final evaluations, just kind of see like where the students are at. And I would say probably like the biggest skill that is always needed, but is almost always the lowest, is critical thinking skills. That one is a pretty essential skill for not only working professionally, but just kind of in life. And like being able to look at the like situations and think critically about how to proceed and why certain solutions to a problem are the best solution, especially when you have to think about things from different perspectives. And I would also say that like skills like communication, problem solving, adaptability, and teamwork are also important for not only the workplace, but to succeed academically as well.
That's actually pretty interesting, I think. So as an international educator and also a traveler, I guess, you had the opportunity to interact with people from a wide range of cultures and backgrounds. Can you share an experience or encounter that particularly changed your assumptions or expanded your worldview?
Yeah, I would probably say the biggest, you know, I guess, trip that I took that challenged my assumptions would be when I went to the Philippines for work in 2019, so like just before COVID. And there was a lot more to Filipino culture than I had known previously before I went there. It's not like I speak the language or anything, so I kind of had to work through an interpreter there, but there was so much there that was, there were definitely like similarities because they had malls and restaurants that we have here in the U.S. Like you could go to Texas Roadhouse in Manila, but overall, like I just did not expect how good the food would be. I definitely fell in love with garlic rice, and just the overall culture and being there was very different than being in the U.S. and that kind of challenged my assumptions of what, you know, Southeast Asian cultures can be.
So what exactly were you doing in Philippines? Was it part of like your like work trip, or it was more like volunteering?
It was a work trip. So we worked with an organization in the Philippines that sent students to the US for internships. And so we were like with the organization I was with then, we were meeting with our partners there, as well as meeting different schools or universities that would potentially send us students.
Okay. But coming back to the question of volunteering, I remember that when I was taking a look at your LinkedIn profile, I saw like a really, really rich page of volunteering experience. Can you tell us something about that, about your volunteering experience and what made you actually decide to?
Yeah, I've always enjoyed doing community service and volunteering. It's a great way to meet people in one's community. Like, for example, when I joined Rotary in 2017, I think I joined Rotary. It was because I had just moved to Florida and I didn't know really anyone other than my boss. And so it was a nice way to get to meet people in the community, as well as like help build up the community and make it a better place. When I started volunteering with Abroad with Disabilities, it was both an issue that I was passionate about, and it helped me to be able to network within the industry that I worked in.
So you were volunteering both at Abroad with Disabilities and Rotary International, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. And if you could say what's like the importance of community service and volunteerism, and how has it enriched your life? And
I think that we all want communities that we want to be proud of, as far as like the communities that we live in. And what better way to build that by contributing to it in some way? Like, beyond just feeling good about yourself, it can also be a great way to build connections with other professionals within and outside the industry you work in, as well as build connections in your community. Well, I can tell you a little bit more about what each organization does. So Rotary is an international organization. They essentially connect people from different communities to kind of like do good in the community. I'm trying to think if there's like a similar organization in Germany. I mean, they have Rotary clubs in Germany as well.
Okay, so finally, I would like to ask you, what advice would you give to someone who is considering studying abroad in Germany?
Yeah. So one thing I would say is to not shy away from asking for help. I know there were plenty of situations when I lived in Germany where I probably would have struggled had I not asked for help. And at least when I was there, my experience was very positive, as far as like if there was, you know, say the train stopped and, you know, we all had to get off, like it was help. Like, I could find a random other passenger and ask them, like, what is going on? And they would help you. So it was definitely a good thing that happened, was being able to, you know, ask for help. And then I would say, like, if you're going to do an online program like I did, then getting used to kind of managing your time wisely early on will set you up for success. Like, if you let yourself get behind too early on in a module, it will just make it harder as time goes on, as like new modules start and things. Like, yeah, you can ask for deadline extensions into the next module, but then you're kind of doing two modules at the same time, which can be a lot.
Have you ever regret to actually do your master's in Germany?
I never really regretted it. I would say that, I mean, it was definitely more affordable than doing my degree here in the US by a lot. So
yes,
that was definitely beneficial to choosing to do it in Germany. And I don't think that the study program itself was like better or worse than what I could have done in the US. I would say it's pretty comparable to what I could have expected to study, at least from the people that I've talked to that have done similar master's degrees in the US. Their programs were pretty similar to what I did.
Okay, so overall, it has been a positive experience for you.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, that's great to know, and I believe that's all my questions for today. So thank you so much for finding time to participate and tell us something more about.
Yeah, thank you for having me. It was great getting to talk to you and share a little bit more about my experience.
And that's it from us for today. The episodes are available on our website podcast.leufana.de, Spotify, and iTunes. Thanks for tuning in. Until next time.